I was fighting for my life and he was enjoying it. As he shifted his weight, I lost balance and he rolled, throwing me off him. Quick as lightning, he was on top of me, pinning my hands to the ground. I fought him every inch, but he pressed my hands into the mud, and with a word, icy manacles froze around them, holding me fast. I kicked, bucking against him to throw him off me, but my ankles were encased in ice manacles of their own. The red cap grabbed me by the hair and forced my head to face Alistair.
"This is my favourite part,"
the red cap whispered, his black tongue almost brushing my ear.
"The slow but inevitable surrender. His death is already assured."
Bran snapped at the creature, but the thick armour on the apex predator's flank seemed proof against his teeth. I tried to turn away, but the red cap forced my head back to the ground.
"Look,"
he hissed.
"You will be the death of them, just as your mother was the death of you."
"I'll kill you, Desolis."
Chains rattled behind me as my mother screamed.
"You touch one hair on her head, and I will cut you from groin to gullet, so help me God."
The red cap inclined his head toward her and laughed.
"No, you won't, Kara. You will watch her die, and then you will join her. This will be your legacy. Only one of them is even fit for the Winter Court."
Connor. He was talking about Connor. I kicked and thrashed, but the ice held me firm. The red cap raised his hand above me, and a blade of crystalline ice formed in his hand. It was almost a foot long, with a keen edge.
"Any last words, Nora?"
I didn't want to give him the satisfaction, so I willed as much power as I could manage into my hands and legs, trying to break the icy bonds there. Instead, I found myself wrestling with the red cap's iron will as he fought to maintain their icy grip.
"Fight him, Nora! You can do it!"
my mother shouted.